With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The Ministry of Labor is investigating a tragic workplace accident on a farm in Lambton County that claimed the life of a 17-year-old. OPP were called to the scene at a property on Churchill Line in the Watford area at around 9:30 yesterday morning, adding that the teen was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say the death was not suspicious, but the investigation is still underway. Construction crews and road work will be moving into a stretch of Kyle Drive South in Chatham starting Monday. The affected section of the road will be between Bristol Drive and Tweedsmuir Avenue West, including the roundabout. The goal is to have the project complete by late August, ahead of the upcoming school year. The work includes replacing pavement and some improvement to crossing locations and sidewalks. Western University's Northern Tornadoes Project has confirmed a pair of microbursts were responsible for extensive damage in a small community near Wallaceburg earlier this week. Investigators surveyed the damage from Tuesday night's storm in an area about 15 minutes north of Wallaceburg and determined the wind speeds hit 130 kilometers per hour, strong enough for an EF0 rating. A structure used to house farm equipment in Terminus was destroyed there. There was also a microburst confirmed just east of Glencoe that same night. And Ontario's Ministry of Health is funding a new pediatric program in Sarnia, Lambton, and Chatham-Kent. The province gave over $500,000 in annualized funding to support the first five program, which will also run through the Chatham-Kent Community Health Centers. The program will offer immunizations, health promotion, and early chronic disease prevention for those under 5 years old. The Vancouver Canucks and Edmonton Oilers will face off tonight for Game 2 of their second-round playoff series. Vancouver took Game 1. The Bruins-Panthers series shifts to Boston for Game 3 tonight. That series is all tied up at a game apiece. The Blue Jays and Tigers are both back in action after having yesterday off. The Jays head back home to take on Minnesota. The Tigers welcome in the Houston Astros for a three-game series. In the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks have a 2-0 lead on the Pacers heading into Game 3 tonight, while the Minnesota Timberwolves lead the Denver Nuggets 2-0. And the Toronto Maple Leafs are sticking with the Shanna plan, at least for now. The team's front office staff sat down for a press conference today, and that's where MLSE CEO Keith Pelley confirmed Brendan Shanahan will stay on as president. He's been the president since April 2014, with 1 year left on his contract. A mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 18 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy, a few showers starting in the morning, the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and a high of 16. Right now it's 14 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.